Tyrion. Jaina Slint was a butcher's son, and he laughed like a man chopping meat. "More wine?" Tyrion asked him.
"I should not object," Lord Jaina said, holding out his cup. He was built like a keg, and had a similar capacity. "I should not object at all. That's a fine red. From the arbor."
"Dornish." Tyrion gestured, and his serving man poured. But for the servants, he and Lord Janus were alone in the small hall, at a small candlelit table surrounded by darkness.
"Quite the find. Dornish wines are not often so rich."
"Rich," said the big frog-faced man, taking a healthy gulp.
He was not a man for sipping, Janus Slint. Tyrion had made a note of that at once.
"Yes, rich. That's the very word I was searching for. The very word. You have a gift for words, Lord Tyrion, if I may say so. And you tell a droll tale. Droll, yes."
"I'm pleased you think so. But I'm not a lord, as you are. A simple Tyrion will suffice for me, Lord Janus."
"As you wish."
He took another swallow, dribbling wine on the front of his black satin doublet. He was wearing a cloth of gold half-cape fastened with a miniature spear, its point enameled in dark red, and he was well and truly drunk.